Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
What do we expect from Daniel today?
He will not practice today.
He will not practice.
Yep.
Has anything changed about your sense of his possibility for playing Sunday?
I'd just say he won't practice today. We're day-to-day with him.
He said yesterday that, like, avoiding, you know, contact is the issue that would be a problem. Seems like that would be unavoidable for a quarterback.
Yeah, I'd just say let's let it play out here. Today he's not practicing. We'll see how he is the next day and then the next day after that. And then I think we'll take this all the way to the end of the week.
What is the matter? Like, what is it?
It's his neck. Yeah, sore neck.
What is it? A nerve problem, a disc problem, a muscular problem?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the exact details of it, but he's a little bit more sore today, so we'll see where he is tomorrow.
What are you the MRI is it was to have like good results without getting too specific?
Yeah, I'm not. With all due respect, I'm not going to get into that information.
When you say more sore today, why would that be?
Neck's sore. It's just sore.
Are you confident that from the results that it's not the same as the last time, and that, you know, last time it cost him the final six games and he ends up missing a significant period of time?
Yeah, I'm not going to get into the, with all due respect, to the medical information of it. He'll have a chance. We'll see where he's at. We'll take it day by day.
How about Saquon?
Saquon will practice today, do a little bit more than he did last week.
Not full, though?
Andrew will not practice today.
Tyrod, I guess, you know, becomes the temporary QB1, right?
Yep, today.
What does he bring here?
Well, he's a pro. He's done this a long time. He's played a variety of systems. He prepares every week like he's going to play anyways. He's a true pro, so he'll be out there today getting all the reps.
It's been two games, Brian, where Daniel's gotten hurt in the game and he's had to come in, and both times Tyrod has gotten.
Yeah, the one in Miami when he got the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. He didn't have to come out of the game, but does he have to be more aware that he's sort of the last man standing when he plays?
Yeah, I mean, the play that he got the wind knocked out of him, I mean, that's – he got the wind knocked out of him, but yeah, you only have two of them when you go, so he doesn't go out there and try to get, you know, the wind knocked out of him. I'll say that.
Brian, you have to approach things differently with DeVito this week, knowing that if Daniel doesn't go later in the week, that he needs to be ready to be a
Yeah, we try to do the same thing with DeVito each week and try to develop him as a young player, particularly a young quarterback. Very involved in all the meetings. I meet with him. Does a good job out here on the show team. So we're trying to develop him, even though he's on the practice squad. That's a position you got to spend a lot of time with, particularly in the early part of their career, to try to develop them, you know, the system, because they're not getting a ton of reps, so they're getting the show team reps. But his process of what we expect out of him in terms of preparing and learning the game plan information, going through the tape, spending extra time, he's done that since he's been here.
I know it's a hypothetical, but do you need to prepare for a situation where you might have to bring a veteran in here to back up Tyrod, or is DeVito the guy?
Yeah, I'd say Joe and I, you know, we talk a lot of, you know, about a lot of different things. So, you know, we cross that bridge when we get to it.
Obviously, DeVito could be QB2, but do you need to just bring him up to 53 just to take advantage of that emergency QB rule, like, either way?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, those decisions and discussions, you know, between Joe and I, there's a lot of things that, you know, you could do based on what happens, and don't have the answer to that. You got to go ahead and have these conversations, which we have. Just not going to share them, with all due respect.
Brian, given the performance and the injuries on the offensive line, you haven't been able to establish any kind of continuity. How concerning is that to you, and how much is that impeding what you guys want to do on offense?
Yeah, I mean, you want all your players out there, but next man up mentality, so we got to do a good job of coaching it, and we got to do a good job of executing.
Is there any concern Daniel's injury could become a long-term issue, like keep him out long-term?
Yeah, it's day-to-day right now, Pat. So, again, if he feels better tomorrow and he's ready to go, then we'll put him out here. But today he's not ready to go today.
Is it a matter of him feeling better, or is it a matter of him having to getting cleared for by doctors for contact?
I think it's everything. You know, you talk to Daniel, you talk with the trainers. We'll always do what's best for the player. But he's not. I'm not going to get into a bunch of the specifics. He's not going out here today. We'll see where he's at tomorrow.
So on Monday you said you're optimistic, and now you're giving a vibe that you're less optimistic.
Well, I said I got to have some more meetings too when I meet before. So
that changed that.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean we'll see. He's a little bit more sore. So again, it's a day to day deal with him right now.
Davis, could you end up bringing in like a veteran quarterback?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of discussions that need to be had once your starting quarterback is not practicing for today. Again, whether that changes tomorrow, we'll see.
Would you be comfortable going to Buffalo with Tyrod as the starter and DeVito as the backup, and that's it?
Yeah, those are conversations we have, Kim. Yep.
When you said you talk daily with ownership, how much patience has John articulated to you and Joe for how the season has started?
Patience in regards to
the results.
Look, nobody's happy with the results, but we have great meetings. Again, it's not the results that we want the first five games of the season, but we're going to work to get better.
Do you think ownership used this as year two of a rebuild, or do you think they are impatient about trying to build on the progress of last season?
I would just say that we have, whether it's with the Mara family, Tish family, we have very good conversations.
Do you anticipate some changes up front offensive line this week?
Depends on who's ready to go.
You know, not doing play calling, you said helps you kind of oversee everything, right? Do you have to get more involved with the offensive line? Because that's a position group that seems like it might maybe need more attention.
Yeah, try to be involved with everybody, Dan. Again, there's been a lot of moving parts. That's no excuses. We got to do a good job with the players. They're working extremely hard, and that's what we'll try to do.
You guys signed Kajus to the practice squad. Is that one of those things where he could be ready to go immediately?
Or? Yeah, I've said, I mean, we got to get him out here and see where he's at. And anything's on the table relative to what happens or transpires, you know, the next couple of days with the guys that are not practicing.
How much more will Justin Pugh do today?
He'll do more than he did last week. So we'll try to get him involved. He took some reps the last practice, and we'll get him some more reps today. I think we have four practice squad players on offensive line. So with the nine guys out here today practicing, or 10, should I say, with Lemieux, because Lemieux will be out here. We have 10, four of them are our practice squad. Juice just got here. Pugh got here a couple days ago. And then two guys we brought up.
Justin is considerably lighter this time around than he was the first time. How was his body and conditioning and, you know, to play guard in the NFL?
Yeah, I thought he did a good job last week. Again, we'll see more this week.
I'm not great at math. Schmidt's included in that 10 or no?
This could be not great at math.
No,
Schmitz is not included today. He's not practicing.
Not that quick.
No,
I know you.
So the guys that the offensive lines that are not practicing are Matt Parrott, John Michael, and Andrew Thomas. Parrott has a shoulder.
Is it serious? Is it day to day? Whatever.
Day to day.
You still feel good about Azudu despite his struggles?
Yeah, working with him. Try to get him better, but he's a conscientious guy that's working as hard as he can work.
Why haven't you guys brought Tyree Phillips back, a guy who started games for you last year and knows the system?
Yeah, I'd say we have the four guys right now on practice squad. We have the other guys that we have on our roster. Again, those are discussions that Joe have, not just about Tyree, about a bunch of different players. We're working a guy out today. That's just standard. We worked a couple guys out yesterday, not offensive linemen or skill guys, but that's always going to be the same.
Is Justin Pugh more of an option this week, or is he still?
Yeah, I'd say we'd see. We'll get him out here and see what he can do this week. He'll obviously do a lot more than he did last week. We were ramping him up, and we'll see how he does.
When you look at the Bills offense,
yeah,
right, and Josh Allen, how similar does it look to when you were there? Does it look different much to you? Like, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, that's a system he's been in for 6 years. This is his sixth year in the system. Got a lot of respect for Dorse. Obviously, he adds his own flavor to it. Are there a lot of things that are similar? Sure. But that's from a quarterback that's been in the system for now his sixth year. But they advance. Dorse adds his things. They got new coaches. They've done a good job. But he's one of the top players in the league. He's been that way for a long time. And he makes the engine go.
There was a lot of talk last year, like, he missed you. You know, like that his play dipped because you weren't there. What did you think when you heard that? Yeah,
Josh Allen's an unbelievable player, one of the best in the league. You can put him in probably any offense, and he's going to produce. So, I missed him as a person. You know, we're close. But as a player, he's a heck of a player. You put on any tape, he's exceptional at everything. He can run, but he can throw it. And he can throw it wherever he needs to throw it. 80 yards down the field, drop a dime, on the move to the right, put it back across his body, scramble back up, scramble around, throw it out, throw it on time. He's got significant playmakers in terms of Diggs and Davis, who I have familiarity with, who are unbelievable players. Dawson Knox, they had a Dalton. They got three good runners. Our offensive line is intact, but he's a special player. He's one of the best in the league.
Dave, do you know what that area is?
And
like?
he makes you better as a play caller too. So he's one of a kind.
You know what that area is like, obviously from that area.
Yeah.
But also what it's like to be the home team and welcoming a team in. What do you tell your team about what to anticipate Sunday night and what you're going to get?
Yeah, it's an electric environment. They'll be going all day, getting ready for the game. It's loud. It's an unbelievable atmosphere. It's hard to hear. I've been on the other side of it too when I was with the Patriots or the Dolphins or the Jets. And they have a fantastic team. You know, they're top five, one of the only two teams that are top five in points on offense and defense, the other team being San Francisco. So. They're a great team, and their fans will be ready to, you know, they're loud. It's a loud environment.
Brian, do you know yet if Lael Collins is healthy enough to play football?
No, he's we're going to work him out after practice. So go in there and watch the workout and talk about it with Joe and the rest of the guys, see where he's at. It's not, you know, it's a Tuesday workout. We have Monday or Wednesday, should I say, usually Tuesday or Monday. So see where he's at.
Anybody else not practicing today?
Yes. Okay. McFadden won't practice. He has an ankle. Wandell's knee. Not long term. John Michael talked about Waller has a groin. And those, so it would be Jones, McFadden, and Aziz, his ankle. Jones, McFadden, Aziz, Parrott, Robinson, Schmitz, Thomas, and Waller.
Okay. So with Robinson and Waller, you're saying not long term, but they're not just maintenance days. There's an injury there?
Groin for Waller and his knee.
Is Darren in jeopardy this week of playing in the game?
No, I think he's day to day. I don't think it's a long term. We'll see where he is tomorrow.
Groin?
No, Wandell's knee.
Wandell's an actual injury, or is this like maintenance? Like,
yeah, it's more maintenance from the surgery. In his ACL deal. So I'd expect him to be out tomorrow, but you never know.
Out playing.
Out practicing. Yeah.